It's episode 174 of the Hodgepodge Podcast. I'm your host, Doug.
I'm Dirty A. As the name suggests, we're going to talk about a hodgepodge topic from movies, music, TV, and other pop culture events.
And on this episode, we welcome back friend of the show, Matt King, to discuss Venom, the French superhero movie. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com or over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com, or look for us on iTunes and YouTube and subscribe, or head on over to Facebook, search for the Hodgepodge Podcast, and like our page. So, we're back. What was the last one we did? Fall Preview. That's the last one we did. I think that's what we did.
I'm
last
gonna
one
go with that.
That's not the last one I did.
Well, whatever. Last one you did was...
Oh, hey, sorry about Venom.
Yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp, right? Were you on that one? Yeah. Yeah, because we did that. Because he couldn't make it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that was the last one you were on. Welcome back, Matt.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about...
sorry about Venom.
Hey, sorry about Venom. All right. I mean...
I guess we're just gonna...
Dive on in.
Let's see what's happened in movie news. Nobody's going to jail or...
Scott Wilson died last night.
He did. Yeah, he did. Mr. Herschel from Walking Dead, he passed away this weekend.
Eugene from... Behind the Mask, one of my favorite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. He passed away. That's sad.
Mark Ruffalo, quote, air quotes, leaked.
Yeah.
Yes. The name of the fourth Avengers movie on Jimmy Kimmel.
No, Fallon.
Fallon. In one of the most obviously staged.
Yeah, it was such a bit.
I mean...
well, because he's the one that leaked that.
He leaked the actual ending to Infinity War.
Don Cheadle was like, "You idiot!" He's like, "Shut up,
what are
dude."
You doing?
Chris Evans tweeted out that he's, it's been a great 8 years. I just finished Avengers 4. Bye, everybody. And everyone's like, "That's some nice public negotiating, son." They were debating on Collider. They're like, so do you think he dies? Do you think Tony dies? Think they both die? What do you think is going to happen? We'll find out.
Only the Russos know.
Yeah, that's right. We'll find out in, what?
Nine months?
No. 2-7 months. It's October. It's October, Matt.
Yeah. It's coming out in May?
December?
April.
Aunt May. It's coming out in Aunt May. Speaking of coming out in Aunt May, Big Mouth is back on Netflix.
Hilarious.
Love that show. Have you watched all of them already for season 2?
Yes.
Okay, I'm on episode 6.
Well, get on it.
I have been. I've been watching it. It's good. That show's so fucking funny. You got to watch that show. It's really, really funny.
Don't tell me what to do.
I will tell you what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
You've got a big mouth.
My podcast.
Oh, okay. That's your podcast.
Venom won the box office with about $80 million.
Well deserved.
So that means there will be a Venom 2. I think second place, I guess, was A Star Is Born. I didn't see how much money that
47
made.
Million.
47 million. That's really good for
that's
movie.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie. I saw A Star Is Born.
I expected more with Lady Gaga, but, I mean, it's a very good.
Right, yeah. But you also have to remember that, I guess, a lot of her fans are young girls, and they might not even go to that movie because it's rated R.
Yeah.
But it's really good. Bradley Cooper did a great job with it.
I won't catch that this week.
The songs are good too, which is really nice when they do original songs and they're not garbage. Like, I hate these movies where like they're rock stars and they do like just a cover fucking songs. It's like, get that fuck out of here. But it's all original stuff.
I literally still listened to songs in my car that were on the Crazy Heart soundtrack that are literally Colin Farrell and Jeff Bridges singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, this might happen too for you in this one. Maybe.
Baby, it's time to let the old ways
die. That one, and then the...
takes a lot of change, man. Well, it takes a lot to try.
He knows that because he's seen the trailer 476
millions
times.
Millions of times.
Not because he was looking at it on YouTube.
Just go out there and sing that song that I like. Trust me.
That's a really good song. Yeah, Shallow. That's a really good song. That's probably the one that'll probably win the Oscar, honestly. No, I really liked it. Didn't think it was the movie of the year per se, but it was really, really good. It'll definitely get nominated for a ton of shit. And
will they get nominated?
Yes, she will, and Bradley Cooper will too. He was great. Cool. He was really good. Sam Elliott might get nominated too. He might get nominated too. But
he just always looks like he's playing his character from Roadhouse.
Yeah. Right, right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But my biggest thing this past week was we finally got the trailer for Vice, which is it was supposed to be, it was originally called Backseat, but now it's called Vice, and it's Adam McKay's next movie.
That's what threw me when you said Vice the first time. I didn't know it.
Yeah, they had just changed the title, and then they said, by the way, the trailer's coming out. And that's Christian Bale as Dick Cheney, and he is ridiculously good in the trailer. I mean, he looks like him. Yeah. He sounds like him.
And Sam Rockwell, too.
Oh, Sam Rockwell's great as George W. Bush.
They're both.
And Steve Carell's going to be Rumsfeld.
It looked great.
So it looks like it's going to be really, really good. X-Men Dark Phoenix was moved to June. So, they put out a trailer that said February 14th, and literally the next day they moved it to June.
And then you see where he was like, I tried to channel Ragnarok with this movie, and I'm like, oh, like, this should be, it's literally Dark Phoenix. It should be dark. Like, if there's one movie you don't need to channel Ragnarok for, it's this movie.
What they should be doing is channeling Ragnarok for the New Mutants,
right.
And they should be
like,
doing
this should be like a horrific, like not bad, like
right.
Like a horror movie, like shit,
right.
Get destroyed, not like let's put in a tongue in cheek laugh.
Oh, God. People do like Stairway to Heaven instead of the Immigrant Song for this movie.
Maybe. I mean, the trailer was good, but I know that they're gonna screw it up somehow. They're still going with the whole thing that like. The Phoenix, well, because it was an apocalypse, so the Phoenix is like a part of her already. I'm like, that's not what it is.
It's not the canon of it, right?
It's supposed to be this entity that possesses her, basically.
It's like a symbiote.
Right. And we'll get to that. So,
Well, they look like they're remaking X3.
It does, because like, it's Magneto,
like,
she goes to Magneto, and it's just
X3,
like, yeah, I mean, and I'm sorry, I've read the Dark Phoenix saga in the comic books several times. Magneto's nowhere near there. He's nowhere in it. He's gone. And so it's ugh.
Well, they can't do an X-Men movie without Magneto, can they?
I guess not. Apparently not. That's the Marvel.
Or Mystique.
Marvel, when you finally get the fucking rights back, please know that you don't need to make a fucking movie with Mystique and you don't have to make a movie with Magneto. As much as I love Michael Fassbender, because he's great in the role, it would be nice to have him disappear and then come back like a couple movies later. That would have been awesome. He did not need to be in Apocalypse either. That was stupid. To make him the final, to get the fuck out of here.
Excuse me. If he wasn't, then how is everything going to get perfectly rebuilt in the end? Thanks. 1 point me, 0 points Doug.
That movie's awful.
God, it was so bad.
It's so bad. I feel so bad for Oscar Isaac. I'm like, I would almost like Marvel to like cast him again as Apocalypse. Like, we'll do it right this time. At least give
such high
voice.
Hopes for that.
Yeah, man, well, it was garbage.
Yeah. That's why I have zero hopes for Dark Phoenix.
They showed the first 13 minutes or whatever at New York Comic Con. That's the other thing that happened. New York Comic Con this weekend, and they showed the first 13 minutes, and people said it was really good. It looks good, but now, of course, you can't judge just from the first 13 minutes, considering that apparently the rumors were that the problem part was the third act, which comes in the last 13 minutes of the movie. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Also, they showed a Hellboy trailer, which hasn't turned up yet. They actually moved Hellboy. Hellboy was supposed to be January. They moved it to April now. A better, a more a friendlier.
Yes.
Not as competitive.
Well, not that.
If it's January and it's a brand new movie and it's not like an Oscar contender, it's usually like, that's a piece of shit. So it's like, so by moving it out of January, they're like...
January is like the contractually obligated month to release.
I think that's changing a little bit, but yeah, for the most part. Historically, that is...
Yeah, for the most... Well, I mean, the only good movie we really saw in January that wasn't an Oscar contender was Split, which was a couple
which
years
again,
ago.
Which, again, this January
and,
is...
And they're probably just doing that because they're like, good luck, Charm, put it back in January. Yeah. So, you know, which still looks good. I saw the trailer for that when I saw
fucking good
Venom,
for,
I guess.
For Glass, yeah.
I still need to see Split.
You do. Yeah. Well,
and Unbreakable.
I've seen Unbreakable.
Oh, well, look at you getting up on your the times.
That's right.
That's right.
Kiss.
And New York Comic Con. I don't. What else happened up there? Nothing really
nothing,
big.
Nothing.
Nothing really
nothing
big.
Happens.
Oh, and one more thing. Fucking Daredevil season 3 looks fucking amazing.
I haven't seen the trailer.
Oh my god, it looks so good.
Yeah. Bullseye looks. Yeah. I heard Bullseye looks great.
See, I don't like that they did that in a trailer, though. I wish they didn't have that review on the trailer. I wish they had just kind of like kept that under wraps. Like we knew, who he was, but it's like you don't have to do that. Like, keep some of it a secret.
Well, but if for those that don't know, they're not going to know. Like, it's not that big a reveal to those that don't already know.
I guess,
you know what I mean.
But but yeah, I mean the trailers have been spectacular. I was kind of worried when I saw the first thing, and it was just like practically all black, like blackout. You're just like, I can't see anything. It's like, is this Solo? But all the subsequent trailers have been great. It looks really, really good.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited for Daredevil.
Which is funny because I can't really bring myself to want to watch any of the other.
I haven't seen Luke Cage season 2. I haven't seen Iron Fist season 2. Jessica Jones season 2, and I thought it was awful.
The problem with Jessica Jones, what they should do is, I mean, it's like the story that they're following with her PTSD is important. That's an important story to do. And you actually watched it. We didn't watch it, but you know, does she at least have like a fucking case going on?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like, I don't know. It's like maybe they shouldn't make it like
it's
a season long thing.
It's like a personal case.
Right. So. They should, I don't know. They should just focus more on her PI stuff and like being in the weird thing and then do the PTSD thing like as part of that. I think because you don't have David Tennant anymore as Kilgrave. And so, I mean, well, I know he was like in her head and flashbacks and whatever, but I mean, physically you don't
at
have
the
him
end,
anymore.
At the end he was, yeah. And then at the end. If they do a season 3, it looks like he might be more predominant because it's like he's come fully like there. Oh, so I don't know.
Now they got a Magneto problem with
him on that show. Could very well be. The problem with that show is they needed him.
He was great.
They should have never killed him.
Yeah.
They should have done something because he was magnificent.
Yeah. He was. And then with Iron Fist and Luke Cage, the thing is, they should be together. They should be a team together and do Heroes for Hire. And then you can have the Daughters of the Dragon as part of that as well. It feels like they're kind of slowly churning toward that, but who knows. And it's just... And the other thing is, too, is that aside from Daredevil, none of these other characters have really interesting villains. They really don't. Like, they have to, like, struggle to come up with people for them to fight.
Tenet was it. Yeah. And
they have to struggle for these people to fight somebody because... And that's what a superhero show is. I'm sorry. It's like, I know they're trying to make it different and stuff like that. This is a martial arts show.
I think they felt like they had to kill off the Purple Man because they were like, how do you fight someone who could literally get anyone to do whatever he wants? And you can get 5 guys fighting him and he's just going to be like, kill each other.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing you could do is, like, somehow knock him out and then, like...
Right.
He's basically like Jesse from Preacher.
The
word of God is his power. It's like, you do whatever you want.
I do what I want.
I mean, he's fighting God, for God's sake.
Right.
So,
And then also, last thing that you really liked. I liked it too, but I think you liked it the most. Trailer for Good Omens.
Oh, yeah.
Neil Gaiman's Good Omens
that looks
premiered.
Fantastic. Speaking of David Tennant, right?
Yeah. David Tennant's in it. Michael
Sheen.
Really
good.
Yeah. It looks good.
A demon and an angel that are... They've known each other for 6,000 years.
Did you read the book?
Yeah.
I never read the book.
Our friend said it's fantastic.
I loved it.
Yeah. I'm super looking forward to the show.
It's a great book.
I won't read the book. But I'm looking forward to the show.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
And it's only like a 6-part series, so it's basically not, they're not going to try and turn it into a series like
this. This is not some epic book. It's like a normal story, but it's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. They look perfectly cast.
Do they?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right, so let's get into this turd in the wind.
I believe one of the three of us here said he kind of liked it. I don't know. Process of elimination.
Well, I'll get to that.
It wasn't me.
Venom is the first movie of Sony's inexplicable Spider-Man universe without Spider-Man. And it stars Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock, who ends up joining with an alien creature called a symbiote. It's supposed to be symbiote, right? Symbiote? I don't know.
Symbiote.
Yeah, they become Venom, basically. Although in this, the symbiote is Venom. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah. None of them have names. I guess they had names in the comics, right? Because Riot was one of them.
Yeah, but I'm saying like they know each other's names. Like, we gotta go get Riot.
Right.
You know, Riot.
It doesn't make sense.
Military leader.
He's
our team leader. Like, what?
Because, see, the thing is, like, in the comics, at least with Venom, it wasn't like that because the symbiote was part of Spider-Man first.
Of course.
And he was still Spider-Man.
Oh, wait. But you mean this was part of a Spider-Man story?
Yes. That's why he didn't have the big spider on his chest in this.
Oh.
I don't know about the other ones because, as usual in the 90s, you know, they're like, oh, we have something that's popular. Let's beat it to death. And, like, they're all spawned from Venom. But when Eddie Brock, he took on the name Venom. Right. So it's his name. And then it's traveled to different people, and they've all become weird Venom. It's stupid.
Yeah, there's like anti-Venom.
It's so stupid.
Well, I was reading up, and I guess we'll get to that later, but like, you know, apparently there was another one that was like literally a baby of Venom.
I mean, it's like Pac-Man.
Yeah. Son of Venom.
Super Venom and Baby Venom.
I'm trying to remember what the other ones were. It was like, not Petulant, but all these just, I mean, they're all plays on the name Venom.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's just
Havoc. Like,
yeah,
that wasn't in there, but
he's an X-Men character. Yeah. Havoc. He's actually pretty cool. Cyclops' brother. I mean, he's cool in the comics, not in the movies. He's stupid in the movies, but basically, Eddie Brock is an investigative journalist, and he's down on his luck because he lost his girl, played by Michelle Williams. And that's
wasted.
She was totally misused.
Lowered
in this
expectation.
And he loses his career because he's trying to go after this shady businessman. I say shady as a, you know, that's an understatement because he's like the most evil man in the world and he doesn't hide it. He literally should have had a mustache that he could have twirled. Riz Ahmed plays him.
Here's where the story already falls apart because it's like they give Brock the weakest, shoddiest reason to go after him. I know he's an investigative journalist, but like, it's not like he's on his radar to where he's like, hey, we got you this interview. He's like, oh, I'm going to get that guy.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Well.
Plus, he's an investigative journalist, but he accuses him of crimes based on a hunch.
Yeah. He's like, I don't have any
evidence.
Anything.
The evidence is what he stole from Michelle Williams.
Right after he did the interview, and then his boss said, well, what are your sources? He's like, I guess a hunch.
He went on her computer.
The PDF that was sent.
He was going to go there and just like do
a
puff piece.
Is that when he broke in without being seen by any cameras?
No.
That was later. Before he goes to meet with Riz Ahmed for the first time, that's when he breaks into her computer.
Because she had the law documents.
Oh,
right.
But he can't reveal that that's how he did it because...
You know, that unencrypted document that came on her computers, confidential, that one.
Yeah.
To her home computer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then he breaks into, he gets help with from Jenny Slate, Dr. Jenny Slate. And
until they showed her business
card. She's practically homeless!
Until they showed her business card, I thought she was Dr. Skirt. And I was like, holy shit, they went all out on this one.
Unobtainium.
I was like, oh my God.
She said the name was like.
I looked at my friend, I was like, did they just call her Dr. Did they just call the woman Dr. Skirt?
Shut up, you stupid skirt. So,
first name Broad.
Broad Skirt.
Broad Skirt.
So then she helps him, quote, break into the offices of, what is it called? Life Systems or something like that?
Life Corporation.
Life Corporation, which basically we believe is what gave birth to these rumors that the movie Life that came out, was that last year? Was that two years ago? That movie. I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it couldn't have been last year. It seemed like it was way longer than that.
But yes, that's clearly where that came from.
That people thought that Life was supposedly a prequel to Venom. Hey, spoiler alert. That movie's not good either. So, so...
It's better than this one.
Well, Sony's swore up and down.
On the record.
Sony swore up and down, it wasn't connected. Like, right. It wasn't a prequel.
Right.
And then they named the corporation this one Life.
Yeah. Right. The reason why I say he, quote, breaks in is because it's pretty easy to break into a building, a high-tech building that has zero security cameras in it.
I mean...
I work in security. That's not going to happen.
I mean, not a one.
Not a single one.
And how do we know that? Because of the way that he has to go find who broke in is basically like ask everyone, hey, do you know anything about this? Hey... Do you know anything about this?
I also love how everyone in his company is like in on it. You know, it's like it's not even like it's like a secret cabal of people that know about these aliens and how they're testing them on homeless people and stuff like that. No, everybody,
even the fucking
grunts that they hire to go fucking find Venom later. It's like even they know everything that's going on. It's so stupid.
Find.
And also, talk about the most one note villain. Just.
Oh!
Oh yeah! 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 He's Corey Stoll from Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Corey Stoll, except he's killing people instead of he killed people too.
Yeah,
but
he started out with goats.
It's the exact same thing.
Well, they started out with rabbits.
Here's some rabbits. Oh, one rabbit worked, but we know it has to be very specific. Human trials. It's time. We don't have time to waste here.
Hey. I'm going to fly that spaceship myself. We're going to fucking 5 minutes. I know I'm in the control room now and I need to get out to the pad where it is like a mile away, but I'll get there. No questions. I'm going to be out there.
Like what's the rush? Is somebody else coming up with a symbiote?
It's not like Jurassic Park where they like, there's like corporate espionage and they take the embryos and shit like that. It's like,
we got our own aliens over here.
So the Venom bonds with Eddie Brock, and then the movie essentially becomes a buddy comedy as the two of them...
As they switch gears to buddy comedy.
It goes from horror to horror thriller to buddy comedy.
Yeah.
And,
like the Odd Couple.
Pussy.
Oh, God.
And,
am I the only one who thought that Tom Hardy wasn't that great?
I didn't think he was very good.
Everyone's like, oh, but Tom Hardy tried to save this movie. I'm like, and I'm not saying that he was like shit off or that it's his fault, but I'm like.
I thought he was hamming it up the entire time.
I was like, yeah, just
see,
ham
I didn't
it up.
I didn't care that he was hamming it up because to me, that was the only saving grace of the movie was Venom. I thought Venom was hilarious. I thought Venom was great.
Yeah, what you want from your Venom.
But see, that's the whole point. The movie was so bad already. It's like, who the fuck cares? It's like, well, fine, then go ahead and at least give me something that's entertaining in this movie.
But it's like everything about this movie made no sense. I mean everything.
It literally looked like, and Tom Hardy said in an interview, and people thought he was joking, that there was about 30 to 40 minutes cut out, and those were all his favorite parts. But when you watch the movie, it feels like there's a lot of connective tissue missing from this movie. Like, people just show up for no fucking reason, and then, like, shit just kind of sort of happens. That's usually the number one clue that there's connective tissue missing.
I have so many favorite bad scenes in this movie, it's hard to choose. One of mine is, hey, how do you know about that? I'm in your head. I know everything you know. Ring, ring. Oh, it's Anne.
Who's Anne?
What the fuck did you look? You literally just said you know everything that's in his head, and then you ask him a question, who's Anne? Like, oh my god. It was literally the last thing you said. I didn't have to connect the dots from 10 minutes ago. It was the last thing you said.
This script is terrible. There's a lot of bad dialogue. It's atrocious dialogue. And as we've pointed out, there's a lot of...
Plot holes.
You
have to be very specific to be able to merge with one of us. One out of every 1.5 people it looked like in this movie was capable of merging with you.
That's the other thing.
Including Michelle, including Anne.
Yeah. That's the other thing that was stupid, was that like...
why is she not dead right now?
Because it wasn't on that long for her. For the other people, I'm just saying, for the other people, it was that killed them. It was like a week or so. She just put it on to go find him and whatever.
Which is what you do. I see you in that cat. Hitch a ride onto me. Yeah.
It was a dog.
I'm sorry, you're right, it was a
Dirty
dog.
Dirty A, thank you very much, it was a dog.
She knew it was him because she saw his eyes.
And of course, she knew those eyes. Clearly, she knew those eyes. I mean, yeah.
And then,
that's how she knew.
I see you.
That's how she knew he was Batman. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a mess. Go ahead.
Like my favorite bad scene, I think, was when Riz Ahmed was like, "Go get me that symbiote."
Okay.
And they're like, "Okay, yeah. boss." And then they go out and they start trying to blow up. Shoot them.
Like they clearly they are trying to execute him.
Yeah.
Clearly.
They made not one, not two, six different attempts to blow him up with drones.
And then when they get back, then they add the scene where maybe we shouldn't kill him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean there were so many opportunities. This movie was a whole lot of wasted potential because they could have easily done stuff to create more character development. And I'm not even talking about like a lot of character development, but like just making it like how like the mercenary guys maybe didn't know what he was. And then like then he comes back, "What the fuck are you sending me after?" You know, and then it becomes kind of personal for him or something like that, you know. No, nothing. He's just stock military guy who's gonna go chase after this thing.
Henchman number one,
yeah. Basically. You know, Riz Ahmed was, you know, it's not his fault, but it was just, the character was just so poorly written. Dirty A said it, Michelle Williams was wasted in this role because she's a fantastic actress.
I love her.
She did nothing in this movie.
Nothing. They didn't write the role. I mean, there was nothing there. You know, the good for me, because there was some good in it. I thought, aside from the final set piece, which was, I didn't know what the fuck was happening.
Well, now how could you?
It was because you couldn't, because it was all goop fighting goop. But
I'm like, I looked over, I said, are they having sex or are they fighting?
I thought for the most part throughout the movie, I thought the action was good. I did like the action set pieces. And I thought Venom looked great. Because after you got what you got in Spider-Man 3, Venom looked like Venom.
Venom looked good.
He was big and hulking, and he had the tongue, and he looked like Venom. And personally, I like the dynamic between Tom Hardy and Venom. I know you didn't like it because you thought it was too hammy, but
I thought Venom himself was fine, but Tom Hardy was just hammered up the entire time, mm-hmm. and he wasn't a likable character at all for mm-hmm. me. And the overacting was astounding.
It was way over the top.
Yeah, and it's just too bad because I know he's such a good actor. And I love him and everything, you know, all this other stuff he's done, I love. But it's like this movie, and I was hopeful that at least he could maybe
he would elevate it.
Yeah. I had the feeling that he really got no cues from anyone on what to do, and he's just like, all right, well, let me see what I can do here.
Yeah,
let me go as out there as I can on it. But again, like I said, he was the only saving grace for me. He was actually entertaining. Him and Venom were actually entertaining to me, but that's it.
I just feel like they hamstrung themselves by separating it from Spider-Man.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
Because you take away Absolutely. The motivation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This should have been Homecoming 2, basically. Yeah. Well, actually, no, it couldn't even... Because Venom is very firmly in adult Peter Parker's life. You can't even have if you were gonna have Venom and Spider-Man the way with Tom Holland, you would have had to totally gone the ultimate Spider-Man route where he was another teenager. And then it was like a science experiment thing. It wasn't an alien thing at that point. But yeah,
you still like the whole reason for Venom being the way he is that he was rejected by Peter Parker,
right? Right.
And Eddie Brock was wronged supposedly by Peter Parker. Right.
So they teamed up and became at least Spider-Man 2 did that. I mean.
Spider-Man 3 sort of.
Yeah, I mean they tried it, and it was just like you could tell Sam Raimi didn't like Venom.
No, yeah, because he was just shoehorned into that movie. Yeah. There was too much going on with.
He was forced to use Venom. I think he wanted to.
The studio wanted him to use Venom. I think it was. To be honest, I think it might have been Avi Arad who wanted him in it.
Yeah.
P.S. Guess who's a producer on this movie? Avi Arad. So, it's
got what he wanted.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, what'd he say?
I thought you were doing Bradley Cooper.
The motivation in this movie is, hey, I've been with you for 24 hours, but
that was stupid. That was stupid.
I no longer want to destroy your world.
That was stupid. That was so dumb.
I'm a loser like you. Oh, there's your motivation.
Why didn't they start playing Beck's Loser at that point? That would have been
so bad. I'm a loser like you. Oh, yeah, my God. Stupid.
It would have made it worse.
You know what that was?
Like, and then it was like they did the thing that they always fucking do that I hate, was that they talk up the villain like he's this super fucking machine that can't be killed. Like, oh, you don't want to go up against it. And then it's a 5-minute fight that is over pretty quick.
Yeah, he's like, what do you think our chances are?
Zero.
Okay. It didn't look like it was zero.
You looked like you were holding your own pretty much there until the end.
Yeah.
Until he jumped over the fence and then tried to beat up his ring guy. Oh, wait.
No, they're like, oh, we got to get Michelle Williams to do something. What can we do?
Hey, sorry about that.
Hey, guys, I'm just going to hit this button. That, you know.
Yeah. That's right. I leaned over and said, how does she know how any of this works?
Yeah.
And wait, didn't Wright destroy everything in that room?
Same way Riz Ahmed knows how to fly a spaceship.
Right. well, technically, I guess that would have had to have been him. It's like, right. Technically, somehow, I figured knew how to fly the spaceship.
They hitched a ride on a comet, so clearly...
I was going to say it had to be... Yeah. And then the other thing, it's funny with this movie, they would have little Easter egg-y things for everything in the Spider-Man universe except for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, within the first 2 minutes, it's like, oh, Liz, Jay Anderson, he was an astronaut.
Right.
Because wasn't he like a wolf or something?
Yeah, he turns into man-wolf or something like that. Yeah.
But it's like, oh, they put him in there. Surely they're going to mention Peter Parker. Nope.
You forgot to mention your most favorite part of the movie that happened in the very beginning.
Oh, well, yeah, so the alien...
Riot.
Riot, like, I guess infects somebody, one of the people that is investigating the crash, picks up a logo of Life Corporation...
And then just knows where to go.
And decides to walk from China to San Francisco.
Now, keep in mind that the creature didn't infect someone who worked for the Life Corporation.
No.
He infected like an EMT person from Malaysia who would have no idea where the what fuck that is.
But all of that, I mean, it just seriously, it picks up a piece of scrap metal that says life on it. It's like, okay, cool. And then starts walking down the road.
Right.
And then for some reason jumps from one body to another, I guess because it's eaten it all, maybe? Or
yeah, it's using the body as fuel.
So then it goes
basically.
To an old woman who so goes to the airport, stupid. Gets them, like, and a little girl, apparently.
Yeah.
Last along. It was all just a means to an end. It was to get Riot into the third act.
That was it.
And what I was hoping when that started is I was hoping that was going to be Carnage. And then it was going to show up and hit, Carnage.
But this was exactly what I told you I feared it would be. It's, okay, the villain's going to be Venom fighting himself. Like, that's going to be what this is. But
that's what it all is. I mean, that's all Venom is.
It's
like I said, they just beat it to death.
By the way, I'm not saying this would have made this a better movie by any means, but they had the perfect place to insert Peter Parker. All they had to do was the scene where you had the class there, just make it high school and then have him call on Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You had a scene right there where you could have thrown in Peter as like a cameo.
Right.
In the laboratory, just have them, they were doing a tour with some kids. All you had to do was make it a high school tour.
Yeah.
But no, you know, I
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. That would have been perfect. You're right. Oh, well. No idea what they're going to do for a sequel. Well, obviously, we know what they're going to do with the sequel, but I don't know how you're going to keep on doing it without Spider-Man.
Are you talking about Sideshow Bob?
Yeah, Sideshow Bob.
Like, so the I guess it was a mid-credit scene? Because I think there was another one after the credits, right?
Well,
it was the first five. It was 5 minutes of the
Spider-Verse. That's what I told you. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So the mid-credit scene or the
yeah
the stinger.
Yeah, the stinger was. Eddie Brock visiting, was it San Quentin or
yes,
Quentin.
Yeah. For some reason, I guess he was there to interview this one of the inmates, and it turns out that he's interviewing Cletus Kennedy.
Cletus something like that. Yeah,
Cletus Kennedy, who is Carnage from the comic books, but in what is now classic Venom fashion, they've ruined it by putting a great actor.
In a role that he should not be in.
You have Woody Harrelson turn around. Woody Harrelson, who is what, 55, 60?
Something like that.
I mean, puts Woody Harrelson in a ridiculous, luscious red wig.
I mean, it looked like a Ronald McDonald wig.
I thought I was about to watch The Simpsons sequel.
Yeah.
I thought he was Sideshow Bob.
Yeah. I mean, the wig is atrocious. And it totally ruins the scene because now all I can
remember, you're laughing.
I was laughing in the theater because it was so stupid looking.
Yeah.
And just the final line.
I don't think this is the case.
He can do whatever a spider can.
I don't think this is the case, but they don't know each other. Carnage and Venom.
No.
So he didn't know that he was at Eddie Brock, didn't know he was.
Well, he might know Eddie Brock from his show. But...
No, right. But he didn't like. There were, that
no,
was
they
just
didn't
a
know
coincidence.
Each other.
Is this right. another case where the symbiotes know each other?
That's what I'm asking, basically.
But where's the symbiote going to come from for him? Because he doesn't
have.
I have no idea. I mean, he doesn't have
one
at that point.
Well, you know, in the. Maybe I was wrong. Well, I referenced this earlier. Carnage is, I think, was the
born
the offspring
of yeah.
Venom.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know what they're...
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it that they take on some of the qualities of the host or something like that?
I think
that?
So, yeah.
And so that's why Cleves Kennedy's insane.
He's a killer,
yeah.
right?
He's a serial killer,
yeah.
And so when he gets to the symbiote, he turns into this, you know...
Unstoppable serial killer. Yeah.
And he goes by the name Carnage.
So, here's my question. I guess he was just randomly using the word Carnage that he wasn't actually, the symbiote wasn't in him at that
no,
point.
No.
I would not.
Because why would he be
why
in,
would he still
in
be
jail?
Why
would
he
be in jail, yeah.
But it's just such a, such no subtlety whatsoever. I'm going to release
Carnage.
And that's the cut. That's the end of the movie. Yeah,
and then the audience. Oh! Did you hear that? Did you see that?
Carnage! He said carnage. I was too busy laughing.
It was so horrible. I was laughing at the whole thing. I kept looking over at everyone, going, "Hey, did they just say?"
There was
that?
A bunch of unintentionally funny things in this.
Movie. Oh yeah, for sure.
Easily my favorite being, hey, sorry about Venom. Which
yeah.
was like, hey, sorry about, like,
when you walked in the other day, I said that to you.
On the stoop. Hey, sorry about
yeah.
Venom.
Yeah, so at the end of the
Hallmark card.
At the end of the movie, Eddie Brock, quote, loses Venom. And he's sitting with Michelle Williams on her stoop. And they're talking about the events of what happened. And, the way they're talking, it's almost like it's a romantic comedy or something like that. The end of a romantic comedy. And then she just drops, I'm sorry about Venom.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then I just started laughing. I was like, really?
Then I started to think a little deeper on this. And I'm like, why would he even bother lying? Because the first time Venom's seen, which will probably be, the next day, she's going to be like,
Wait a second.
So you got me. Yeah. You got me. Like, why are you even lying about it? It's not like something you can hide.
She wasn't
this hulking 10-foot-tall fucking monster running through the city. I mean,
well, wait, did he confront the guy in the store before that or after that?
After that.
So
after.
Already.
Yeah, it's gonna be on the news.
It's already on. Yeah, like.
Yeah.
I saw this monster in the store.
Right.
Big oily black thing, lots of teeth thing. She's gonna be like, what?
Wait a
second.
But
this is not a case where she was like, no, fuck that thing. Get it out of here.
You know what, though? She's not the investigative journalist, so she's not gonna be able to connect those dots.
She's just a public defender now.
Right.
Hey, gave up my job now.
Right, gave up my six-figure salary for. Or technically, I mean, she got fired, but she could have easily gotten another.
I love that she was like, "I work pro bono now."
Well, I guess.
Well, you live in San Francisco, so you better find.
I guess
you
could argue that the idea is just like him. She was scorched by whatever his face was. Like she was untouchable at that point. Like no one was going to hire her. Maybe.
Who knows? Maybe they don't say anything.
Who knows?
I mean, you know that happened to him.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to get jobs all in there.
Yeah, like, he's looking into one ad in the newspaper, which apparently is still a thing in San Francisco.
For an investigative journalist, he's not like Googling jobs or anything. Like, he's circling things in the one ad.
He's like 80s and 90s, got the one ads
like
circling things.
Like when they cut to when they cut to the bar, right, after I say, oh, maybe he's going to be a bartender now. That's what he's doing. Nope. He's getting drunk. And then instead he goes dishwasher. I'm like, why don't you be a bartender? It's like, you'll make more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an old gag to show that somebody's down on their luck. You know, they look for a dishwashing job.
So, A+?
what do you give it, though? Because you actually found some. This is a D movie for me all the way.
See, I would give it at best a C- at best, just because, like I said, I found Venom to at least be entertaining.
I'll go D+.
Yeah.
See, I would give it a D+, but because I found Venom entertaining, I just give
it's just it, the wrong it, just kind because, of it was the wrong kind of entertainment.
Yeah, it was unintentionally funny.
But that's my thing. It's like it was by that point. It's just so bad already. It's just like, well, at least he's entertaining me.
Yeah. The one character where Tom Hardy wasn't on screen, that's the character I liked. Like, his voice of Venom, like, that was good. Fine, whatever. But the Eddie Brock persona was a total miss for me. And really, every other live-action character in that movie kind of sucked. So.
I'll say this about Eddie Brock, the character. He wasn't as dopey as I thought he was going to be from the trailer when I heard the words.
Boss is evil, right?
Yeah, he wasn't quite that dopey.
And I said to you, I think they had him do ADR work because his voice didn't sound nearly as weird as it did in the trailer.
I would like to point out that I'm pretty sure only one person here can raise his hand and say, before the trailer even came out, I had no interest in this movie whatsoever. And that's me.
True.
Then why'd you go to see it?
Because I enjoy seeing the real shit movies either because they're funner to talk about.
I at least didn't pay for a ticket.
Yeah, there you go.
Neither did I.
You did have that.
I did have the free ticket from Alamo.
Mine was free from.
We're gonna get some more tomorrow.
Yeah, we are.
Ooh. Good luck. Yeah. So Venom was a hit.
Shitty.
It was a hit. A solid hit.
But you know what? People loved it.
Yeah, people did.
I mean, not just. I'm not talking about just the box office numbers. I'm talking about
people like
were walking out of there going, "That was really good." And then I'm seeing online, "Oh yeah, that was really good."
Yeah,
it's a case where the critics slammed it, but a lot of the audience liked it. I don't.
It's a Transformers-esque type reaction.
Yeah.
Like horrible reviews.
I liked it.
I was about to say, but he didn't like it.
He really?
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
Take it back. He didn't see it.
Movie Mikey did not. Oh,
Want to see it. Like he didn't even. That looks like a movie you'd see. He didn't want to see it.
Well, you should tell him. I mean, it's you like Transformers.
You're gonna
love
this. Is your
movie.
Sweet spot.
Like, how did you feel about Transformers 2? That's how you're gonna
there
feel
you
about this movie.
Yeah, it's just.
Was there blatant racism in this movie though? I don't think there was.
Well, they had the you know. Chinese woman running the store, I guess.
That's just kind of a true stereotype almost.
Yeah.
Especially in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, I mean, it's great. They cast what's his name?
Riz Ahmed.
Riz Ahmed, yeah. You know, as the villain. I just wish they'd given him an actual role.
Yeah,
like a character rather. So
yeah, right. All the actors are like really great actors.
No, but that was I like that you know.
Yeah.
put someone like that in power.
It was directed by Ruben Fleischer, who directed Zombieland, which was great, and he also directed Gangster Squad, which was terrible. So,
well, I know what category this fits in.
Yes,
great.
Not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm not totally looking forward to his next efforts, I'll say that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's Zombieland 2. I think it's his next movie.
Yeah. It's just, again, there's so many things wrong with this movie, right?
Yeah,
It doesn't fall down to just, we all agree that the character from the comic was just destroyed because...
Yeah.
From the beginning, it's almost destroyed because you can't separate Venom from Spider-Man.
You
can't.
Now, that's
Batman.
Not the director's fault. Per se.
No, but it's reality.
But, right. Yeah. But on top of that, they make it a joke. And mm-hmm. and then, but on top of all that, you have the worst dialogue in the world. You have the most open plot holes just possible in this movie. It literal plot holes that you know they had to be like, oh, fuck it. People aren't going to care.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that you said Batman and Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Because now... they're doing the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, which Batman, he probably will not be in it.
Probably not.
And so we'll see.
Again, it's a yin and yang type of thing. Like Joker does not exist without Batman. Batman doesn't exist without Joker. I don't understand how you can...
Well, Batman exists without the Joker, but,
yeah.
You know.
But I don't know how you can...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like, do you want to watch a movie about Quint? Without Jaws,
yeah.
I mean, there are stories and characters that are so tied together that, you know, to rip them apart just changes everything about it and everything that you liked about it in the first place.
Yeah,
and that's the case with Venom. It's like he's good, at least in part, because he's attached to this greater universe of, you know, of this character.
Well, that's the other thing too, is that I always liked Venom as a Spider-Man villain, but when they turned him into like this anti-hero, it's just like, I don't care about that. I mean, he's a murderous monster. It's like, you know, it's like, they're like, oh, he's a good vampire, this guy. It's like, no, vampires are monsters. I'm sorry. It's like, you know.
no killing cops.
Yeah.
And no killing
you
good
can
people.
Tell good people from bad people.
So that's, for me right there, I guess maybe that's why I didn't really care, because if I knew that if they weren't going to do Spider-Man, then I knew it wasn't going to be a great Venom anyway.
Yeah. And why the fuck would Venom care? He'd just be like, you're going to do what the fuck I tell you to
exactly,
do. Like,
right,
why is he even...
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what I'm surprised...
Also, how about that? In some of the scenes, Venom just did.
Right.
He just made him... In other scenes, Eddie would be... Venom would be like... Like, Venom would say, jump out the window. And Eddie Brock's like, no. Since when do you need his fucking his response to jump out the fucking window?
Yeah.
You were up a tree, goddamn 100 feet tall.
If he was the only person on Earth that he could attach to, then you have a relationship that is equal.
Right.
But this is not an equal relationship, because clearly he can survive in anybody.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And even if they die, he's
hot,
just
hot, sexy thing. Venom.
Right.
Yeah. Venom. The Venom S.
That's another thing. Yeah. Like when he's
yeah.
Venom,
all of a sudden
Eddie
he
Brock.
Just took on the form of a lady.
Of a small
lady. Right.
Sexy
like,
lady.
Like.
Okay, man. So when you're on a dude, you're this jacked, 8 foot tall, like monster.
There's your sexism.
Yeah.
I said racism.
Yeah.
It's an ism.
Just trade out one ism for.
I'm not a fan of any isms.
Okay. I just believe in me. it's not
a hard pass.
Yeah, it really is a hard pass.
Hard pass.
If you haven't seen it, do not bother.
Don't pay for it anyway.
Venom.
Oh god.
And don't worry, you'll have plenty of opportunity to see Venom 2 when it comes out in three or four
years. I honestly think I just might not go see it.
Part of me wants to see it just because of the train wreck. Like, I know it's going to be.
Just want to see that hair on the screen.
I do.
Again.
I want to see Woody Harrelson wear that wig for an hour and a half.
Like, I have to believe that it's like when he's on death row, they're going to shave his head. And then he's...
I have to believe that if they actually put him in an entire movie...
That's what I mean.
Don't make it better. Don't make it better.
That's what I mean by that. Like that. Or I think
they'll get him. Off. They'll at least get. They'll either shave it off or get him a better wig.
It was like something you find at a Halloween store.
It was like a Ronald McDonald.
It was appalling. Yeah. It was. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
It's as if they had 10 seconds to shoot the screen. It's like, just give him anything, whatever you have. Is that a mop over there? Put it on his head.
Is it red? Give it to him.
He looks like Raggedy Ann.
Is so terrible.
I wanted to see a tattoo that said "Die Bart, die."
No, it's D Bart.
That's German for D Bart.
D Bart. D.
Well, anybody who speaks German couldn't be evil.
All right.
So definitely go see Venom. It's a winner.
stick to A Star Is Born.
Yes, stick to A Star Is Born. It's really, really good, and you'll probably want to buy the soundtrack after it. Or at least two or three of the songs. Yeah. Next episode, who knows? I don't know. First Man is coming out next weekend, and so
Man, the better man.
And so is Bad Times of the El Royale.
Hell yeah.
That one I really want to see.
Yeah. So we might be talking about those. I'm sure by then you'll probably have seen A Star Is Born, I guess, maybe.
So. I don't know.
I've got, like, so many free tickets now. I'm, like, stockpiling.
I'm not going to drive out there to the Alamo just to see a movie.
Well, the other thing is, too, is, like, because we generally go within the first 2 weeks, and those are only good for after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, you used your birthday one. So.
Yeah. I think the one we got didn't have a restraint on. I don't know.
We've got two different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been winning trivia at the Alamo Draft House here.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I will not be there this week because I'm going to Asheville for churches. Yay!
Oh, we'll just Skype you in. It's no problem.
Oh, yeah. That was one thing that at least Matt and I will appreciate that you just reminded me of. They did release some first images from the Pet Sematary
remake. Oh, yeah.
Yes. They look pretty darn good.
Yeah, the cat looks cool.
Church looks fucking
I mean, evil. Hey, that's a cat that looks like it died and got ran over by a truck.
The other cat's like normal.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Did a cat get run over by an 18-wheeler?
No, that cat looked fucked up.
Yeah.
Wait.
So the cat got run over by a truck, and so did the kid?
Well, that's the whole thing. The idea of this movie is they live right off this highway.
Right.
These transport Killer trucks.
Highway.
Yeah, it's known for that. Okay. I mean, the beginning of the movie, the Pascal guy who becomes the ghost, he's a high schooler.
Right.
He gets hit by a truck. Okay. The whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what the story is.
Oh, and one other thing we didn't talk about. They have finally revealed what Jon Favreau's Star Wars show
is going
to be about on the Disney streaming thing. It's called The Mandalorian. And it's not about Boba Fett. It's not about Jango Fett. It's set in between Jedi and A Force Awakens. And it's some new character in similar armor.
Well, right. It's
the rumor.
What's Mandalorian?
The Mandalorian is the race of. That is the Mandalorian.
The planet, yeah.
The planet.
I mean, because they're all human, basically.
Right, but they're like super commandos.
Yeah.
And Boba Fett
they're
was kind
clones of. Clones of Jango Fett.
Yeah. Fett was born.
Well,
from the movie.
No, because
Boba Fett was born out of that idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the original movie. That's where he came from.
Before they turned him into a clone.
Yes.
No, because they're not clones, because Jango Fett wasn't a clone. Boba Fett was a clone of Jango Fett. But Jango Fett is a Mandalore. He's from there. But anyway, the rumor is that Pedro Pascal is the Mandalorian.
Oh, cool.
Which is awesome because he's really great.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Oh, and then they're doing two TV shows. I think we talked about this maybe last time. I don't know. They're doing Scarlet Witch and Loki TV shows on there, which will have Tom Hiddleston and Lizzie Olsen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
that's huge.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I hope Scarlet Witch is good, because that could easily be fucked up.
I don't know. But as long as Jeff Loeb doesn't have his hand on it, I think it has a chance.
Yeah. So the Disney streaming service is looking at like something you're probably going to want
to
get.
You know, it's working because I wasn't going to get the Disney streaming service, and now that they're announcing that they're doing these shows that are tied into the movies,
right.
I'm in.
DC, on the other hand.
Titans!
My friend was at New York Comic Con. He saw the premiere, and I said, oh, was it any good? He goes, oh, heavens no. Yeah. But they renewed it for a second season, so...
Of course they did.
I don't understand why in the trailer Dove of Hawk and Dove has a knife in her hand, because Dove is supposed to be a pacifist.
And... Well, you see, this is the dark and gritty universe.
Right.
So everybody has to be
dark and gritty. Yeah.
The only thing that's cool about...
Fuck Batman!
The only thing that's cool about the DC thing... I mean, because the future shows might be good. The Harley Quinn cartoon looks like it could be funny. They got Dietrich Bader back to play Batman in that. And then all the other characters are like big time stars, like big time actors. It's not all voice, which kind of pisses me off.
What do you mean all the other? Are you saying Dietrich Bader is not a big
No, what I'm saying is that like they didn't get, you know, Arlene Sorkin to play Harley Quinn, and you know they're all like, you know,
yes,
live action actors, not voice actors. What's her face from Kaylee Cuoco Big Bang Theory. She's Harley Quinn, and she sounds good in the trailer. Lake Bell is Poison Ivy, but anyway, it looks like it could be funny, a good cartoon. But the thing that's really important about the DC one is that you have access to DC Comics, which you can just read, and which is cool. But also, you get all the cartoons: Batman, Superman, Justice League. You know, which have all been taken off of Netflix. I don't think Justice League is on there anymore. So that's cool. That's one reason to get it. I don't know how much it is, the DC Universe. I forget how much it is, but so I might get both, just in the hopes that the future DC shows will be better, and maybe, who knows, maybe they'll lighten.
I'm gonna go
Titans
with
up.
Neither. I'll take you guys' passwords.
No, you won't. So that'll do it for this episode, and we'd like to thank Matt for stopping by. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
And, we will see you next time, folks, on the Hot Shots Podcast.
Sorry about that.